Government funds have helped people in Western Massachusetts stay in their homes as jobs were lost and income shrank during the pandemic. In July, the city of Springfield announced a $2 million emergency housing fund to help people pay rent, mortgage, and utility bills. All but $140,000 has now been claimed. The state has put millions into housing assistance. Additionally, Springfield last year awarded $5 million to four social service agencies to assist the homeless. Most of that money has not yet been spent, according to Jerry McCafferty, the city's director of housing.
My sense is that it is not that there is not enough money. I think one of the issues is people knowing about whether the money is there, being able to access it, because there's sometimes delays in accessing it.
At a hearing of the Springfield City Council's COVID-19 Response Committee Tuesday, city officials said they would look to direct even more money toward housing services, an announcement applauded by the committee chairman, City Councilor Jesse Letterman.
This is an issue the City Council and members of the community have been paying close attention to from the beginning of the pandemic, the concern and very serious experience that many constituents are going through as the result of the pandemic, of course, impacting individuals' jobs and ability to work and collect income, and therefore translating to impacting their housing security.
Thanks to tens of millions of dollars from the federal government used for emergency housing assistance programs, as well as efforts to mediate landlord-tenant disputes, the mass evictions that were feared when the state's eviction moratorium ended last October have not occurred. Since the end of the moratorium, Springfield landlords have filed 504 eviction cases in housing court, with 98 evictions being ordered, according to McCafferty. Wayfinders, the Springfield-based nonprofit that administers housing assistance programs in Hampden and Hampshire counties, receives 60 to 70 calls per day from people looking for help paying rent, said Wayfinders president and CEO Keith Ferry. He told the committee that over 3,000 applications for rental assistance are currently being processed. It typically takes 35 to 38 days to process an application.
That's significantly down from where we were, which was, you know, at the peak, you know, somewhere between 8 to 10 weeks.
Eviction proceedings are put on hold once someone makes an application for assistance, said Jane Edmonstone of Community Legal Aid.
There have been many times Wayfinders legal defense, we have come rushing in kind of when the moving trucks are pulling up and been able to walk that back.
Another speaker at the hearing, Rose Webster Smith, the lead community organizer for the housing advocacy group Springfield No One Leaves, said more outreach is needed to let people know about the help that's available.
And many homeowners don't know that they can apply and that they're eligible for, you know, that. I will say that many people don't know that A, Springfield put money in for homeowners, and B, that they can access that $10,000.
She said many people need access to the technology required to attend housing court hearings remotely, or they'll risk a default eviction. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.